The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Derek Dorch of the Diversa Group, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and careers. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dorch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for joining us. We're always glad to have you stop by the show. Hey, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is veteran issues. And we're going to be talking about veterans who have small businesses. And we're going to be talking about what is the Small Business Administration doing to help veterans who have small businesses. What's coming up next week is that there's a whole special week that's focused in on veterans and small businesses and everything else. And we want to talk about that and what's going on. And we also have some exciting news about military spouses and what the SBA and other branches of our government are doing to support military spouses, get them involved in entrepreneurship, get them involved in starting their own businesses and really kind of, you know, doing things and empowering them the best as possible. We've got an exciting guest with us. We have Barbara Carson, and we're going to call her Barb because she wants to be called by Barb and only call her Barbara when she's in trouble. But Barbara Carson, she is the Associate Administrator of SBA's Office of Veteran Business Development. She's on the line with us today. Hey, Barb, how you doing?
Doing well, Derek. Thanks so much for having this conversation today.
Oh, thanks so much for being on the show. Hey, talk to us about this week real quick. I mean, you know, there's a week coming up and give us the dates and everything else, but just kind of a tie in on us about what this whole special week is about in terms of supporting veterans and veteran small businesses.
You bet. The Small Business Administration serves veterans, military spouses, and active duty service members who want to be entrepreneurs all year round, but this one week, National Veterans Small Business Week, will kick off October 31st, runs through the 4th of November. There will be over 150 events around the nation and will be on social media as well. It's a chance to celebrate the existing businesses and also let those who aspire to be business owners know what resources are available to them.
Wow. And, you know, and to give them that sense, I know if they type in, what should they type in either in Google or on your website to find out? I know there's a number of different events and I want to kind of, you know, get to that kind of stuff. But what should they do to find out about what's going on with SBA and where can they find these events at?
In social media, you'll see us at hashtag MyVetBiz, S-B-I-Z. And on the website, it's sba.gov/MyVetBiz.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You know, can you give us a sense, Barb, of what some of these events, I mean, and we're going to talk about a number of different things you do, but for this special week of emphasis, right, and it's all around the country, what could some people kind of, you know, say, listen, if I go to this, I'm going to learn this. What would they get?
One of the most challenging aspects of business ownership is capital, the money you need to run your business. Mm-hmm. We in the field are spending a lot of time. Most of the regions are doing events specifically for access to capital. How do you get that money when you're starting, when you're growing, so that you can go for bigger and better opportunities with your business? Others are going to be focused on procurement. SBA will be joining the Department of Veteran Affairs, for example, in Minneapolis, because as you know, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses get at least 3% of the entire federal spend in contracts. And we are building those companies to be competitive. And this week we want to highlight that we've got a diverse group of businesses ready for those federal opportunities.
You know, with all of that, as you look at the scope, are you always, you know, and you're a veteran yourself, Barb, and I'm going to talk about that very, very soon. So thank you for your service. But with all of that, are you seeing that there's a number of veterans who are maybe sometimes apprehensive in terms of getting into either small business or doing business with the government? Is that what this push out is in terms of kind of really educating people about, hey, listen, this is how you get started and go from there?
You're hitting on two aspects. One is, it is an option. If you're wondering about it, we have the resources to help you determine whether it's a feasible idea. And on the federal procurement, yes, that is intimidating. And I'd say that's not the first line of business that you'd want to
get
after.
Into, right? Okay.
The government is a challenging customer, but we can prepare people. And I'll say that's what veterans are good at, is assessing the risk and assessing their readiness, building a plan, and then being ready for whatever goes wrong with that plan as they proceed.
You know, as we look at SBA and then kind of define what veteran is, in terms of the SBA, you know, what do we look at in terms of a veteran? What is that definition and what does that encompass?
I'm really glad we get to talk about that because there are other agencies where veteran has a very specific either time of service, length of service, and what kind of veteran you were. Did you deploy or you didn't? SBA has a broad interpretation when we talk about veteran programs. So it's veterans of every era. It's active duty. Right now, they have programs where they're eligible to participate. Hmm. It's the Guard and the Reserve. We have specific programs for them because their lives are a lot different than the active duty, for example. Military spouses are also eligible for all SBA veteran programs, including our lending programs. Women veterans and services-abled veterans are two demographics in particular that we have programs for to tailor to their needs.
Outstanding. You know, you just mentioned something that really caught my interest. You mentioned about for active duty. In terms of the SBA serving the active duty component, and, you know, definitely makes sense on the Guard Reserve. But are you thinking about kind of like saying for an active duty member, if you're thinking about maybe starting a business at some point when you get out, maybe get the training right now? I mean, how does that work when you're, you know, talking to an active duty member? Is that for a person who's in transition or somebody who has an idea who says, you know what, I'm active duty, but I got a business idea. I would love to get this started. How does that work?
You've used a few of the buzzwords that are definitely in our space right now. It's a transitioning service member and also entrepreneurship. It all comes together with the Department of Defense Transition Assistance Program, of which SBA is a part. And we now, because of the new DOD instruction just last year, have opened up the eligibility for service members and their spouses to get that information about what is next in their life at any time during their active duty career.
Okay.
So you can imagine, with starting a small business, the more time you have to ramp up, the better. There are a lot of things that you need to know before you launch and see that as your full-time vocation. So we can get folks into our Boots to Business program, which is part of Transition Assistance, at any time during their career.
You know, that's exciting. I remember when I was in the military and in the Marine Corps, I wish that there were these programs that were out there, you know, and me, you know, having a business of my own. I just see all these great programs. Has this come from just an assessment of where we saw maybe that there were some gaps in terms of spreading the knowledge, in terms of saying, listen, as an active duty member, as soon as you become active duty, you can learn? Has this come from a lot of assessment over the years of how transition has not worked completely and we want to get them started immediately?
It has come from that, and also some proactive action, honestly, on the part of the administration and the federal agencies. The VAWACS five-year anniversary, that's the getting veterans employed meaningfully.
Mm-hmm.
That's our part of it, is providing entrepreneurship as an option.
Right.
And I would say we harken back to after World War II, when almost half of the veterans returning from their military service in World War II started small businesses.
Wow.
We think we can get that next greatest generation of entrepreneurs off the ground and running with their small businesses. And I'm very proud of the support that we're getting from DOD, Department of Labor, and Department of Veteran Affairs to make it happen.
You know, as we look at it, and if maybe it's a veteran listening or somebody who's a family member or friend of a veteran, you know, what do you always say in terms of veterans who may have that interest in starting a business? Why are veterans in particular, you know, very, very good in terms of being entrepreneurs? I mean, you know, that background of military service, how does that translate to entrepreneurship very, you know, very easily, so to say?
I would ask veterans to think back to their military experience, and you, Derek, as a Marine, at a young age, we are given as veterans very enormous responsibility, not only for equipment, but also for decisions and our fellow teammates. Those things, those are elements of business ownership that are critical. You've got to think about your team. You are very aware of the resources and the trade-offs. You know your weaknesses, and you can compensate for them because you've thought it through. I'd also say business owners who are veterans are resilient. They are going to find a way to achieve that objective. It may not be the most direct path, but they will get it done. That's what I would say to a veteran who's thinking about it. And then on the more, you know, when I'm talking to folks who aren't veteran and why would a veteran make a good business owner, I tell them they start their businesses a little older. They've had some life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they also tend to stay in business longer. So they are more apt to want to start a business, and they're going to be more successful at continuing to grow it.
Wow. Yeah, that's an actual some good components for any veterans who are out there thinking about that. And I know, and I'm sure you remember, you know, in the military, we were kind of taught that there was nothing impossible, right? That you could do anything. And so I think that's a whole concept of entrepreneurship, that it is possible, that you can do it. And many of the skill sets that you learned, and like you said, a lot of responsibility given to you at a young age and throughout your career as you got older, are the same, you know, skill sets that you can learn, the leadership, the team building, you know, whether it be the dynamics of your MOS, of learning certain kind of skills. A lot of those are applicable into the modern society right now. So all in veterans, we're encouraging you, if you are a small business owner, you know, look at the SBA. But if you're not a small business owner, you're thinking about entrepreneurship, also come to the SBA. You've got some advocates out there. Carol, we're going to take a quick break. When I want to come back to, I want to come back and talk about all the resources around the country. You've got, you know, a number of different offices. I want to talk about your different programs, a boot to business and all the task force and the other different programs that you've got for veterans. And then later on the show, as we, you know, get ready to close, we're going to talk about something for military spouses, a very, very exciting thing that's going on that is really for, you know, military spouse entrepreneurship. And we want to encourage these military spouses who are out there doing great stuff to consider starting a small business and going from there. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to be talking more about veteran business. And when we come back, you listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about veterans, and we're talking about veterans and their small businesses. We're talking about getting veterans into entrepreneurship and also supporting veterans who already have small businesses. Next week is a week that's focused in on veterans and small businesses. And the SBA has a whole week that is out there that you can really kind of, you know, focus in on what's happening and get the resources to help them get financing, get the resources to help them get procurement, to help get the resources to help them kind of, you know, get contracts within the federal government. So many different things that are out there that if you're thinking about starting a small business or you already have one, you can learn so much from the SBA. And we're going to talk about where to find these resources. I've got on the line with me Barb Carson. She's the Associate Administrator of SBA's Office of Veteran Business Development. She's the one who's in charge of getting this information out there, getting these resources out there, having these outreach centers across the nation that are helping veterans really kind of, you know, be the foundation of America. Small businesses are the foundation of America, and we want to support that. Hey, Barb, you know, when we think about it, I wanted to ask you this question, but we ran out of time in the first segment. You know, with the service disabled veterans, you know, you've got that, you know, out there, and we always are trying to make sure that service disabled veterans are getting, you know, back on track, you know, whether it be a small disability or one that has been very, very harmful to their life, but get back on track and then start a small businesses. What is that special category? And then also, what is considered service disabled? Is it 5%, 10%? I mean, or does it matter? As long as you have been considered that by the VA, you fall within that category. And what special programs are out there for them?
I think service-disabled veterans find that entrepreneurship is an incredibly powerful option for them as they determine what they need in their post-service life and what mm-hmm. they want. It's like any service member, service-disabled or not, the opportunity to be your own boss, to follow your dream and make it a reality, that's appealing, and we can make it possible. You mentioned Veteran Affairs and what is a service-disabled veteran. Just as we discussed in the first segment, we have a broader definition of veteran. So it's a service-connected disability. We don't get into numbers and ratings, but that is one of the things that we look at for a service-disabled veteran. And where do we care about that in particular for the SBA? That's only for the federal procurement activities. Mm. If you want to be a self-certification for every federal agency with the exception of Veteran Affairs, and it's only to do business as a federal contractor that you even need to worry about that certification when you're a small business, that's where the distinction lies. So in our other programs that we offer service-disabled veterans, those are across the country. We just awarded 4 different grants specifically for service-disabled veterans, one in Oklahoma State, another to Syracuse University, another in Philadelphia, and finally one here in Washington, D.C., the Dog Tag Bakery Fellowship. Each one of those is an in-residence program. Some of them are multi-day, others are multi-month, and it's free to the veteran in every case. There are also three of the programs are specifically for post-9/11 service-disabled veterans, and one of them, the one in Philadelphia, is open to veterans of every era. So we think we've got some great options in a way to make this possible.
Wow. You know, I mean, as we kind of begin thinking about this and thinking about the services that you have, tell us about your veteran business outreach centers. And also, you've got some partners who are also providing some resources that are out there for veterans. Tell us about what you've got going on.
It's all about what happens locally, right? When you're starting a business, it's nice that there's a Washington, D.C. office that cares about policy and programs,
right.
But really, you care about who's next door, who's across the street that can advise you on how to get that business started, and we take that very seriously. So our team of SBA family starts with our district offices. There's at least one in every state. SBA also grants to four different resource partners is what we call them. So if you're looking in your community, you'd go to sba.gov/local assistance. The type of services you'll find are coming from small business development centers, women's business centers, SCORE mentors, and finally veterans business outreach centers, which are grantees of my office.
Mm. You know, with all of that, and really, that's in all 50 states, and are there multiple places in different cities? Is that what we're looking at as well?
Absolutely. There are more than 1,000 different places
Wow.
where you can speak to a person one-on-one to get that technical assistance that you need. Everything from market analysis to, my gosh, is my business even feasible, to marketing and legal, all of it. It's under one roof, and most of it is free.
And you know, when we're talking about supporting that veteran who's coming into that office and everything else, what would you suggest? Like, I mean, I kind of even kind of walk through a scenario for veterans. Say, listen, I'm hearing this, and I kind of want to walk into this office and kind of, you know, go in there. Do they need to, you know, present and say, I got my veteran ID from the, you know, Veteran Affairs, or they just kind of walk in and say, I'm a veteran, and then it starts going from there? And then also, is there any cost to any of these services? You know, I mean, you're talking about market analysis, talking about assessments, looking at business plans, talking about workshops. You know, are there any costs, any kind of, you know, to the veterans?
Most of these programs that I mentioned are free. At the Veteran Business Outreach Centers, they absolutely are. No, we're not going to check an ID at the door. we will just begin the conversation with their business.
Right.
Honestly, some people don't even put forward their identity as a veteran as seeing it as a value in their starting up their business. That's something I really want to change.
Right.
America wants to do business with veteran business owners. I mean, I'm seeing it in private sector that they want to pull veteran businesses into their supply chains. I do also see that communities are thrilled to have a service member come back to their hometown and, to be honest, to keep on serving, just not in uniform. They're creating economic opportunity for themselves and also for their community if they start hiring folks. So I got off a little bit on the tangent, but I'll say...
No, you're on track.
The communities are absolutely there to receive and participate in this. It's not just SBA and our resource partners. But we, I can tell you how it would look for an active duty person if you'd like.
Walk me through.
All right. We would hope to meet them or their military spouse on the military installation when we're delivering this two-day program. And we include all of those resource partners I mentioned on installations.
So Barbara, let me interject real quick. So
sure.
You've got SBA people who are going to the different bases and doing these workshops all across the nation, and also is some of this worldwide?
Yes, we're also in the European theater and the Pacific theater.
Wow.
Wherever there are transitioning service members in those areas, we are there.
So continue your walkthrough.
So you'd go to this introduction to entrepreneurship, which is called Boots to Business.
Mm-hmm.
On the installations as part of the Transition Assistance Program. There you meet the folks that are there local. We totally understand that not every service member is going to stay in that area. It's still meaningful to make those connections and understand the resources while you're on active duty. Then they either stay in town or they take off, but they're going to connect again with SBA when they move to their community and walk into that door and get the one-on-one assistance. The thing that they've got in their back pocket, though, is after going to Boots to Business, they've seen the nuts and bolts, the introduction of all the things you've got to think about. What we're pleased about is that they are making a more informed decision before they leave active duty about whether they're ready now or do they need to go and get a job for a little while, keep that idea moving, SBA will keep counseling, and they're going to be more ready a few years out.
Wow. You know, and I'm going to talk about booster business and a couple other things as we get to the next segment. You know, and you've got a number of other programs. You've got, not only the week, you've got these task force. And then I also want to talk about when we come back, because we got to take a quick break. You've got a number of different things on with nonprofit. You've got academic and public resources that are out there, too, that are able to help people. I want to kind of go into those when we come back. We're talking about veterans. We're talking about veterans and small business. We're talking about getting veterans into becoming entrepreneurs. We're talking about making sure if a veteran is an entrepreneur, is a small business owner, that they succeed. And we're talking about making sure it happens. We got on the line with us Barb Carson. She's an associate administrator at SBA at the Small Business Administration. And she is in charge of veteran business development, making sure that these programs are going on at the bases, at the communities, at district offices, all around the nation. There's a number of resources out there that are out to help us veterans get what we need in order to succeed. Whether you're going into a career, whether you tell you, listen, entrepreneurship is my thing. That's what we want to make sure. We're going to be right back. We're going to keep this conversation going. We'll be right back after this break. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about veterans, veteran small businesses, veteran small business week that's going on next week. You'll find out a lot more about it. We're going to give the resources where you can find out about what's happening next week in order to really kind of educate veterans. If you're a small business owner, there's a number of different things, number of different events that are going on around the country that you should attend. There's, I think, different webinars that we can talk about that you can start taking a look at on your computer if you can't get to an event. So there's so many different things that are going on. But what we want to do is focus in on veterans to become entrepreneurs, or veterans who already are entrepreneurs and small business owners, to help them succeed, give them a better foundation. So they are the foundation of our country. You've already served your country in uniform. Now you're serving your country in business. We got on the line with us. We got Barb Carson on the line with us. She is the associate administrator at SBA, at the Small Business Administration, and she is in charge of the Veteran Business Development Office. And Barb, you know, when we look at this kind of dynamic, and we're talking about at the end of the last segment, there's nonprofits and there's other. I mean, we've got SCORE out there, but there's schools, academic institutions. There's other people out there who are also working along with you to really educate and get veterans started to business. Can you talk about that real quick?
I absolutely would love to talk about our partners. They've been doing incredible things with veteran entrepreneurship alongside SBA for a long time. One powerful partner that we'll also talk about when we delve into military spouses is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation and their Hiring Our Heroes initiative. They were early adopters, quick to see that entrepreneurship is a quick pivot from employment, that not everybody wants to go to a job fair and be interviewed. They want to be the boss. They're ready to run the show. They've included us in all of their hiring summits around the nation and overseas as well. We have Syracuse University helping deliver the Boots to Business program. They've been fantastic at developing curriculum with us. They also are the grantee that provides this service overseas to service members, as we discussed in the last segment. The American Legion and their Small Business Task Force, they have been side by side as we develop programming that would be appropriate for veterans of every era. As we know, Boots to Business gets a lot of attention for those currently serving. What can we be doing for veterans of earlier eras? Those are just a few of the partners we have right now.
Wow. And I mean, you know, those, the American Legion, you know, if veterans out there, you can join the American Legion, get a part of these different things. I know Syracuse programs, we've had them on the radio before, and also the Hiring for Heroes, all great programs that are out there to help veterans, you know, continue to get out there. Do you see, Barb, do you see at a policy level, because policy sometimes drives what's happening on the ground, do you see it at a policy level that things are substantially, I mean, these, you know, I'm seeing the changes just by talking to you, but do you see at a policy level that these changes are taking hold and that people are starting to grab hold to it? And also, are there any other changes that you and your office or the SBA or DOD or whoever are pushing for to say, listen, we've already made good progress in these areas, but we want to see this, that, and the other done?
Oh, yes, there is a lot of change. One, I'd say we're breaking through stereotypes of what people might have thought of as a veteran business before. It's everything from somebody who had perhaps a cyber career on active duty, and they find that's incredibly valuable on the outside, and they're going to keep doing what they did in service.
Mm-hmm.
But others are going to go, you know, I've got a family business or a farm in my hometown. I've learned a lot of things that I could take back home and make that family business or farm stronger. And others are going to take a complete pivot, like I did, and just say, you know, I've enjoyed what I've done thus far, but I want to try something completely new that I think I'm going to be good at. So that's one change.
You know, and talking about you, Barb, I mean, you know, you're serving in this role as an associate administrator, right? But you've, you know, tell us about your own experience. I mean, you've been in the military, you're a veteran. I mean, you've done certain things. How did you swing from, and I think you remember told me you're also a military spouse, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But how did you swing from, you know, being in the military to now doing this role? What was your progression?
I've had a fun road thus far, and it's taken some turns I didn't expect, and I think you'd hear that from any human that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mine in particular was I was commissioned straight out of college to be a nuclear command and control officer, and I loved it. The black and white of that world, there's nothing like it. A lot of stress, but there is a right answer every day. That I did well for a while. But I married a pilot, and I shouldn't say but I married a pilot. I was lucky enough to marry a pilot.
You fell in love with a pilot.
I did, and that took me on a different path. We could not make our careers work out aligned, mm-hmm. so I joined the Air Force Reserve and followed him as a military spouse while maintaining my ties to the Air Force. I missed active duty, still do today, but I continue to serve in the Reserve. When he took us to Okinawa, Japan, I was at a loss for what to do, and it was because the traditional employment that I wanted and needed wasn't available.
Right.
So I took that opportunity to start my own business with another female veteran, and we had the best time. It was successful. It grew.
So you started a business in Okinawa, Japan, right? And was that a business on base, or was it a business online, or what were you doing?
It was on a military installation,
okay.
Kadena Air Base. Worked with my base installation commander and others to, you know, make sure I was doing everything right. But we had a personal training business that was out in the jungles of Japan.
Wow, wow.
It was a lot of fun. Boot camp before boot camp for popular.
yeah, right. And now everybody wants to be a part of it now. And so you had this whole business going on, and you kind of took it out into Japan and everything else, and that kind of gave you that kind of drive to say, I want to kind of stick with entrepreneurship, or at least want to, you know, I'm going to always have that entrepreneur spirit inside of me.
I did. And I think what I did resonated with other military spouses who found ourselves on this beautiful island,
mm-hmm.
but not doing what we had been trained to do, educated to do with our lives.
Right.
And that's why I feel strongly that entrepreneurship is a great option for military spouses, but also for active duty service members. You learn a lot about yourself in service to our country.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have the courage to go and try it on your own.
And, you know, and as you know, when you're deployed, you got a lot of time to think, right? You got a lot of time to think about things, and there's a lot of time to kind of jot down ideas and kind of think about what can be improved. Not only oftentimes some of the best ideas of what can be improved are sitting around as military members. You're seeing, we could, you know, do this with equipment and make this better. And that might be a business idea, right?
Oh, you are so right, Derek. I have met a couple young enlisted Air Force personnel and also Marines who have had exactly that experience. They're deployed, they've got some old equipment, and they're trying to fix something. Their MacGyver solution could be a business solution, and they come back and do that. You said, you know, sit over their deployment thinking. You're
mm-hmm.
also saving money. So if
right.
there's anyone who's listening who deploys, that tax-free money that you are entitled to, you should be saving that so you can launch your next venture.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, with all of that, and when you kind of learned from that piece and you kind of came back, did that just kind of, was that just a natural progression? Did you look at the SBA, or was the SBA seeking out someone of your background? How did you get to where you are now?
One more pivot, I think. I didn't want to give up my business, but my husband was called to command in Iraq for 1 year.
Okay.
Our family could not stay in Japan. So my business ended, but my desire to be a business owner didn't. It just took a different path. So we ended up in Europe. I went back to my nuclear command and control realm and did that, enjoyed it, loved being in uniform full-time again. But I saw this opportunity at SBA and I jumped at it, and I'm really glad they took a chance on me. I'm not your traditional, we're not bureaucrats. I've had an exciting life to this point. I hadn't ever expected to serve in Washington, D.C. in a federal agency, but this is the most agile and just enthusiastic agency. I'm so glad to be a part of the work we're doing for veterans.
Outstanding. We're talking to Barb Carson. She's Associate Administrator of the Office of Veteran Business Development at the SBA, the Small Business Administration. She's out there, and as you can see, she's passionate about this work because she's lived it. She's out there really kind of advocating for veterans, really kind of putting the resources out there for veterans. She's, you know, been on the ground. She's been deployed to different places. She's seen, you know, the power of what veterans can do with her own eyes, because she is a veteran, and she's also seen other military service members, you know, putting in that kind of work, starting their own businesses, thinking of new ideas, kind of being creative and innovative and everything else. And so we're encouraging our veterans to start businesses. And also, if you have a business, we're also trying to make sure you get the resources to keep your business alive. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about military spouses a little bit more and talk about programs that are out there for them. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been having an exciting conversation about veteran business, veteran small businesses, veteran entrepreneurs, getting veterans into entrepreneurship, because you've got a lot of qualifications, a lot of skills and experience to become great entrepreneurs, but also supporting those who are already entrepreneurs and small business owners. If you're a veteran, the Small Business Administration has resources. They've got a person who's an advocate. They've got resources around the country, in the world, to help people and help veterans, you know, not only help people around the nation. Of course, we want to encourage all people to become, to get in small business, but also very, very specifically for veterans, there's resources out there on bases and district offices that can help you succeed and get your business and make it prosperous and profitable. We're talking to Barb Carson. She's the Associate Administrator of the Office of Veteran Business Development at the Small Business Administration. We're talking about a number of different programs that are out there to help veterans. But I want to talk about military spouses. And Barb, you know, you've had that experience. You've had that experience of a person who worn a uniform, but you've also had the experience of being a military spouse. What would you say right now? Because I think the thought process or even the reality of the military spouse has changed from back in a certain period of time where the person just kind of sat at home and just took care of the kids and just waited for, you know, the husband to come home. But now military spouses are a number of different people. It's men, it's women. They're highly educated. They got a number of skills. They have a number of different things. What do you see as the differences now?
Oh, there are a few. And I want to talk about what the landscape looks like and who is a military spouse these days and what's the size of that population. It's almost 1 million people, and 93% of them are women. That does not mean a small number are not men. It's almost 100,000 that are men military spouses. Half of them are under the age of 30. The only thing we have in common with each other is that we married a service member, to
right,
be honest.
Right, sure, sure.
But when you talk about education, yes, and their engagement with their community, that has changed too. 84% of the current military spouses have some college education, and a quarter of them have got their bachelor's degree, and 10% have more than that. They want to have a fulfilling career, and it is a difficult thing to do when you're married to someone who's serving on active duty. From frequent moves to those deployments to being isolated, perhaps overseas, or perhaps just somewhere that's more rural than can support the vocation that you've trained for.
Right.
That's what we're looking at when we introduce the idea of entrepreneurship.
And with this is the good part, and I think the game changer has been maybe the internet. The game changer has been maybe certain things that people can do now that they may not have been able to do. I know back in my time in the service, you weren't able to do, though, not to age myself, but you weren't able to do certain things because you did not have the power of the internet. Has that been a game changer for small business and people and maybe military spouses as well?
It has been. You're right. Across the board, the internet is a game changer for a small business. The ability to have e-commerce to serve customers who are quite far away from you. It also makes business ownership more complex you can be a global company real quick without intending to.
Right. Are you seeing that military spouses, I mean, is this message starting to resonate a lot more? I mean, military spouses are so valuable. They do everything. You know, they got to budget they got to do the family budget. They got to take care of the kids. They got to do everything. They got to make sure the deployments are right and take care of their spouse and everything else. Are you seeing that this message of saying, hey, maybe you can start your own business, is this starting to resonate?
It absolutely is. And I'm just joining alongside military spouses who are ahead of where the federal government is. They're already out there doing this. We're finally getting them to convene, though, come together, and identify the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities. And that's where I hope I can be a part of the work that's happening right now. They have the highest unemployment rate as we look at the military community and unemployment. 23% of military spouses say they're unemployed because of the challenges that we spoke to earlier. But they've got incredible benefits of their service. If you think about that for a minute, what do we expect traditionally and what is still happening with military spouses is they are engaged in their community. They are helping their brothers and sisters in arms as part of that military community through volunteering, through being an advocate for their children, their military member. Mm-hmm. They have some strong skills that we're seeing in every area of business. There's the Juris Doctorate, the JDMS Network. It's military spouses who are lawyers. Mm. They're breaking down barriers as they try to take their credentials from state to state. Department of Labor is helping me in that, too, for the various different kinds of licenses and credentialing as military spouses try to move their careers, perhaps small business, across state lines.
Right. You know, I know you've been partnering. And what is your partnership with DOD on this? I know you guys are starting to come together. And is Department of Defense, are they taking this just as serious as you guys are at SBA?
They're finding it incredibly popular and appealing and also successful for the military spouses. Last week, the Small Business Administration joined the Department of Defense Military Spouse Employment Partnership. And why would we be in employment? Well, we think it's absolutely the pivot I spoke to a couple segments ago, that you can be employed or you can be an employer.
Right.
And we think that the companies who are already engaged with this partnership, they should hire veteran and military spouse businesses in their supply chains, for example. And you want entrepreneurial folks, even if you get hired for a little while, but you're eventually going to own your own business, you can learn some things with this back and forth between entrepreneurship and employment. And DOD, we are going to launch in January our second year of webinars for military spouses. It is the most popular series that they have had, and we want to continue that engagement. Not only are we doing webinars, but we're connecting people with those resources that are right in their communities. You get online, you talk to this community of military spouses, then you go and meet with somebody face-to-face. We feel like it's going to be a real accelerator.
Is the plan at some point in time, will there be, and I see the community is growing because you just talked about so many people who are in this community, is there going to be a one spot at some point in time that all military spouses can come and network and share ideas and hey, I'm starting this business and have a forum? Is that something that we're also hopefully looking at some point in time?
It's interesting, Derek, that military spouse is not a label that many people put on themselves, listening the way that they'd introduce themselves. So there are a number of ways people can connect if that's the community they want to identify with first. DOD also has a spouse ambassador network. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, Hiring Our Heroes, has a specific program called In Gear Career for military spouses. And then there are, as you heard, we're a diverse group. So there are different groups convening around either their area of interest or their business. Already, that's happening.
Outstanding. You know, as we're closing up on time, give us all the resources and where to find them. So if somebody's listening and somebody says, where do I find all this stuff? Where do they go?
Let's start with what's happening next week, when you can see what's happening locally and on a national stage at sba.gov/myvetbiz. And you can join the conversation that's happening on social media with the same hashtag, MyVetBiz.
Outstanding.
For military spouses, we do have a specific page, though, sba.gov/MILSpouse, MILSpouse.
MILSpouse. Okay, outstanding. And with all of that, you know, in your last, you know, maybe 30 seconds or so, what would you say to any veterans out there, you know, especially with your office of veteran business development, what kind of words would you say to any veterans?
We want you to continue serving your community by creating economic opportunity for yourself and for that community. You've got the skills. Bring it back. Let's do this. Let's be the next generation of greatest veteran entrepreneurs.
We've been listening to Barb Carson. She is an advocate for veteran business. She's a veteran. She's serving in uniform right now. She's a small business owner, has started a business when she was on base and had tried to keep that going, and then got called to the SBA to be associate administrator of this special office of veteran business development. Thank you so much, Barb, for just being on the show and being an advocate. We're going to catch up with you probably after the week has passed, maybe later on, so we can kind of find out what's going on and, you know, how'd the week go and how our programs developing around the nation in terms of veteran small business. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, Derek.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.